Hello, Star Wars Universe. Welcome to the galaxy at large. Keeping you current, as always, with all Star Wars news, canon additions, and anything else worth sharing. Video games, all that good stuff. I'm your host, Matthew Reed, and as always, I'm here with your other host, the one in the middle, Seer of Visions and Debunker Extraordinaire, Jim Delano.
How's it going, everybody?
Couple of things. It's been about 10 days, I think, since we did like the last podcast, so there's been some stuff. Fallen Order gameplay footage that came out yesterday is kind of the big thing that we'll be talking about right off the bat. We both, I'm sure, watched that video two or three times over, so at least. Where do we start on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, overall, I was very pleased with the what was actual gameplay footage, which is cool to see at this point. Looked like a fun game. I mean, it all depends
Yeah.
on getting your hands on it and that kind of thing. But
It felt very Force Awakens-ish. I mean, just by the one, level that we did see, which I would think is pretty early on in the game, because he's still kind of flashing around a lightsaber and stuff like that.
Right.
It looked, all indications right now are that it's going to be pretty awesome. Saw some really cool force powers I haven't seen
Yeah.
used in video games yet.
Yeah, there was a couple times with the one that like slows time kind of
Yeah,
thing,
that's
and
the big
like
one. Like, yeah.
it was like so there was a couple of shots where he like slows time
Freezes
as
blaster
somebody
bolts
yeah
and then
freezes basketballs
bats.
and then force pushes them back like
Yeah.
at the person and stuff like that, which is like that's pretty badass.
Yeah, that's wicked
Like,
cool. Or like we'll bat the middle
yeah.
blaster like fire shot. Like there's one where it's just a really quick like bat back, but it's like the middle blaster bolt in that
Yep.
line hit.
Yeah.
So it seems like it's very thorough. But again, we don't know. I mean, gameplay and stuff like that. It's just the alpha version, and that's a developer playing. So I would imagine that they're pretty well balanced in the game that they've made so far.
Yeah, we're definitely cautiously optimistic. I mean, hopefully it's the game that kind of we've been waiting for a while, as far as a full story mode, like hours long kind of thing. And I mean, and the story, again, with everything that's released now being canon and being part of the ongoing saga and the time frame where this one takes place, I mean, there's very potentially going to be tie-ins to things and like they've been doing with everything else. I mean, we already saw in the gameplay
Sagrera.
play footage, yeah, Saga Gerrera. And I mean, they also released a second trailer yesterday too, which was like later on in the day. Doesn't nothing more than what was in the gameplay
I saw
footage,
that,
really.
yeah.
But yeah, but it does have Saw in that also. So I mean, and again, that's just a quick snippet of it. And so there definitely could be cameos and interactions with many other
Star
characters that have
Wars,
been
yeah.
in any good platforms and stuff like
Yeah.
that. So I mean, the story itself is definitely something I'm look forward to. Even if it's the gameplay is kind of rough, I'll still end up forcing myself through it so I can
Right, right.
get into the story and see where it ties into everything.
I don't see it. It looks very fluid to me. I mean,
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
from what we've seen, I mean, being able to like run like a lot of those are precision movements that like,
Yep.
are actually happening, running along the sides of walls and jumping up onto screens and catching them and everything like that. Like, it seems like they've taken their time with it.
Yeah, and I mean
But
the lightsaber stuff, like, I mean, looked really like
really
fluid
tight,
and
yeah.
polished like that. I mean, it's almost comparable to, I mean, like a Battlefront 2, where like, I mean, the controls and stuff like that are it's pretty comfortable to control the characters as far as the different stuff in the lightsabers and the moves and stuff like that. So I mean, if they can
Right.
take that kind of control and maybe even improve it a little bit because it's a one player
Right.
kind of game, I mean, that would be great to build on what they did with that game. So
Well, one of the most impressive like scenes that they had were like the two battles that you had with that new stormtrooper.
yeah.
Where like every single move that like the developer, whoever was playing the playthrough, every move that they did with the lightsaber, the the Stormtrooper had like an answer to.
Right.
So like it was just like very few hits actually get in. It just looked so fluid, and I'm not sure how that all works
Yeah,
yet, but.
the only thing I can think of, and I did notice that, like, is almost like a potentially almost like a God of War kind of
Yeah,
style,
like an AX type,
where like it's like a boss battle kind of thing, and you've got to time the stuff, and then it's more of like a cinematic kind of playing out what it is that you're doing, and you're just kind of pressing certain buttons at certain times kind of thing, but they
Right. It
just
would
don't
be
have the buttons
really.
to display gameplay footage. You know what I mean? Like just footage. They don't have the tappy like on
Yeah,
the screen. But
I
I
kind of
don't know.
hope not. I hope it is that responsive, like almost like a
Yeah.
Jedi
No. I.
Outcast was back in the day, where, like. It was just, I don't know. I mean, they pulled it off then, so.
Yeah, and I think that they have. I think more than likely that's. I'm hoping. I agree. I'm also hoping that that's what it is. Like it that it's just fluid all the way through. I mean, I guess if it were just the bigger boss battle kind of things that was that way, and the whole rest of it going through and fighting stormtroopers and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I guess that would be okay, but I'd still prefer to be
Well, during
just
the
fully in
second
control.
battle, there was a point where, like, actually, the one of the stormtroopers, the shock trooper or whatever, like, I don't know what they're called,
Yeah, I can't remember.
was frozen, and you were battling the other two stormtroopers to
Right.
get rid of them. So that kind of leads me to believe that maybe that's not the case, unless it switches in between the two modes. Who knows?
Yeah. No, hopefully it's just pretty free form, and you can kind of just do what you want. I mean, it's like even the, like the Force Unleashed. Like, I mean, even when that came out. I mean, that was pretty. I mean, pretty free flowing. I mean, even a lot of the. It was the first time with the Force stuff where you could just pick guys up and throw them kind of like rag dolls kind of thing. So, I mean, and that was, I mean, how many years ago those come out? So, I mean, and obviously with the increased capabilities and stuff like that, they've got to be able to have free flowing.
The damage looks really,
Yeah,
really cool too. I mean, the lightsaber strikes are
it
like right on
was
point.
like literally cutting people in half. It's like it looked like, I mean,
Right.
they stayed together, but you could see the kind of stuff. Yeah, it was a. That was pretty cool. Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah, there was one point actually where, like, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but like
No.
like I guess he used his lightsaber to like knock one of the little force pikes out of his hand and then spin back around and kind of like slash the guy in half.
Yeah. It was, I mean, very, very pleased with what I saw, and even anything that I've read about it. I mean, same thing too. I mean, it doesn't seem like. Doesn't seem like they're just kind of smoke and mirrors with what they've shown. It seems like they're, by all accounts, they're doing a good job. So hopefully it pays out in the end.
And these were Xbox, I think,
Yeah,
trailers. I don't know if they've shown PlayStation 2 yet, but I mean, I'm wicked impressed by the Xbox One X and how that performs. So, and how Red Dead Redemption 2 looked on it. So I'm kind of excited to play it on Xbox exclusively. But
Yeah.
there also is a PS4 in front of me as well, which is new. But yeah, I mean, it's.
Yeah, it just overall again, I was looking forward to it. I had already put a pre-order in for it, but if I hadn't, I definitely would have now.
Yeah, and there's definitely time. I believe I'll be doing the same thing this weekend, just to make sure that, I get maybe any kind of fun stuff that comes along with that. So.
Yeah, there's usually I don't remember what I mean, but there's usually like a some sort of you'll get some sort of what a skin or weapon or something like that for pre-ordering kind of thing. So like there's usually some sort of bonus to it.
Yeah, Toys R Us used to get like a little little poster too. I miss Toys R Us,
Yeah,
man. It's a
it's
bummer.
always different. Yeah, it's always different for everyone, but yeah. Yeah, that's like what November I think also. No, I don't think there's been a date other than November that
Right,
it's
which
been
is
a
only
for
5 months away. It's actually
it,
coming up pretty quick. Like, the
it's
summer
pretty
will be over before we know it, and it's gonna be a good time. Those 3 months before the movie, so.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I saw. I mean, I know they didn't show anything. It was just the footage that they showed in this was you saw the troopers, you saw that kind of stuff, but nothing really on the like the Inquisitor, like the I guess it is this like
Right,
the second
yeah.
sister or whatever that's going to be the
Yeah,
main antagonist or whatever.
they kept her pretty tight-lipped, and it would be awesome actually if it ended up being Barriss Offee, because it's
Yeah, I think
literally right after the Order 66, so it could be very well.
Yeah, the timing would be timing would be perfect, and it would make sense why they've kind of saved her through the through Rebels, through the comic books and stuff like that, and they haven't really
Introduced her at
done
all,
much
yeah.
here other than just by name every once in a while kind of thing.
Yeah,
Like
and I think she
she
popped
ends
up
up
in one
being the main
lineup, you know, in the
right.
comics. Yeah.
Well, I mean, because if it's and again that we don't really know much about the Inquisitors, which is something I mean
Oh,
some,
yeah.
but like as far as the so you get the Grand Inquisitor. And then the second sister, would she be the second one, you know what I mean? And she's
Right.
the and she's the one that got the Grand Inquisitor to start second guessing the Jedi ways and stuff like that during her
Yeah,
trial
she's
there in the
being
Clone
walked
Wars, whatever,
away,
like
right?
that kind of thing. So I mean it would make sense that if he was gonna turn and he was looking for more people to go with him, he would go and try to recruit the one that got him thinking that way in the first place, kind of thing.
Right,
So I mean,
exactly.
so if they go in that if they go in order with their brothers and sisters or whatever, but based on how they joined the ranks,
Right, and
then that
or if a second sister is struck down, maybe they can be replaced at some point or whatever, you know. So yeah, but I think it is somewhat like you said. Like I think it's the way that they were chosen: second sister, third brother, fourth sister, fifth
Yeah, because it's
sister,
not like there's
seventh,
a
you know.
yeah. I mean, for, again, for, and I don't know other than what we've seen a little bit of. I mean, there's however many of them, but I don't remember there being like a there's not a second brother and a second sister and a third. Like, I mean, so it does. It's like
Right. It's not like brother and sister, or you know, like there's a brother too, or a second brother and a second sister, or yeah.
So
Well, we don't know. I mean, could be. But I mean, I'm pretty sure the lineup is pretty solid in the Darth Vader comic and stuff. But he was also, you know, training them and chopping off limbs and stuff like that. Like, so literally, like, you know, like I think the Grand Inquisitor came up and he was like, "I really don't see how chopping off their limbs is going to teach them lessons." And Vader was like, "Well, teaches them loss." So, but yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that's another part of it. And I definitely think that we'll see other cameos at least from other characters other than just Saw. I mean, he it's cool that
Right.
they tie him in time frame wise and all that kind of stuff, but I mean it's definitely, I mean, whether it's Vader or I mean anybody really, like Cassian, I mean like or one of the I thought about it when they had the in the footage where they had the Imperial security droid that looks just like K2SO, like
K2SO,
that
yeah.
same kind of droid, like walk out, and I was like my mind was like, oh, it'd be interesting if that particular droid was voiced by the same, and it ends up
By Alan
being
Tudyk, yeah.
K2SO before he, like before he was turned by Cassie, you know, I mean, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
So
it's so weird that, like,
just
all
a
of a
little
sudden.
nod like that.
Yeah, and it's so weird that all of a sudden they stopped the gameplay at that one point, and then they started doing clips, you know what I mean? Which was awesome. I mean, it was really cool to see like how formidable of an opponent the K2 droid is. So, like, you know, that was pretty cool too, I have to say.
Yes, it'd
But
be kind of
interesting.
cool.
Yeah.
Either way, I mean, even if it's just a oh look, these droids really were used for this is what K2
Security.
can do kind of thing. Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
or if they do a little like a nod to maybe him being one of them for now before he gets kind of whatever,
Hacked or, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
hacked or mind wiped or whatever it was.
It'd be cool if it was actually that little slicer droid that possibly did mind wipe or something like
See,
that, but
it'd
you
be
know,
cool.
it would be cool. But I'm reaching, you know, I like to reach, it's my thing.
I like the tie-in stuff, so
And also, yeah, I don't know if it, I think it was the trailer had like one scene that I don't think I remember in the gameplay where like the where our hero is kind of like hanging off of like these like really like weird like kind of like walkers or something like that, AT-ATs, and it had like a weird bearded kind of like mossy type weird thing, and he was hanging onto the vines underneath it and
Yeah, he's climbing up like like
the
almost
stairs,
scaling like the
yeah.
legs of it or whatever, like that kind of thing.
Right, which is kind of cool too, like an overgrown thing that must be also, I would think, on Kashyyyk or something like that. But But it's just awesome to see Kashyyyk too, and like how big the Imperial like factory is, and those like slicer things that they were using to kind of cut into the rock were kind of cool. So
Yeah, and also interested to see how many different known and or new planets that we you kind of get to
yeah.
explore, you get to go to, because you know what, you'd be all over the place. It's just part of the thing with the games. So
Right, and I really like how it kind of straddles the Republic and the Empire, like in the beginning, like time, you know, of those two, because that's like, you know, a very, like we still don't know too much about really what happened right after Endor. You know, we get like little clips from like the Leia book and stuff like that. But like for the most part, it's still kind of a sketchy little area.
Yeah, the only, I mean, I think the Battlefront 2 story mode was
The
like
most
directly
concise.
after, while it was like literally blowing up in the sky or whatever, and you get that them getting off of the moon, and then a little bit after that. But yeah, I mean, other than that, I can't think of anything else that's solid like information about that time. So
Lost Stars? No, that was later on. No, it kind of did. I think it
yeah,
covered a
about
little
that.
bit of
Yeah,
that.
a little bit. But again, you're just looking at like one or two people's point of view of the thing. You don't necessarily have everything. So I mean, there's still tons to be explored in
Right, yeah.
that time.
And again, it's like awesome because of the whole, you know, comic book thing that they're now doing, the Age of the Republic and Age of Rebellion. So kind of ties in a little bit there too, you know, some of that stuff.
Yeah, that was actually something else that I just read a couple minutes before we started. That I guess there's talk of a 5-issue mini series tie-in to the Fallen Order, a comic book series.
Oh, that'd
So
be
I don't know
awesome.
if it's yeah. So I don't know if it's going to be like a they haven't not confirmed 100% yet, but so I don't know if it's going to be like a prequel to the game or if it's
Yeah,
going to be something. But
prelude
they didn't.
to, yeah.
Yeah, it's not. They said it doesn't look like it's going to be an adaptation of the story mode. It looks like it's going to be something that ties into it. So
Yeah.
that'll be kind of cool. Again, little any more backstory or fill in kind of stuff we get is always good.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%. Like that's the stuff I eat up like always. So, yeah. So from there, I guess that kind of covers Fallen Order, unless you have anything else to add.
No, I think for the most part that covers most of it. I'm sure there'll be said it's coming up quick, and there'll be lots of information coming out now. I think so. Hopefully, we'll have more to discuss going forward.
Maybe a new trailer, a little bit more of a couple more screenshots or something like that in the future, but we'll see. So yeah, while we're on the topic of video games, so who was just added to Galaxy of
Oh, they Galaxy Heroes, they just did a marquee event for Shaak Ti,
Oh,
who
cool.
like you would think, I mean, at this point I would it's one of those characters that I just kind of thought that she was already in the game. I don't know why, because it's like kind of one of those obvious ones. But yeah, so I mean, that's just a quick little, she's got a lot of clone, she's I guess she's she had a lot to do with training the clone army and all that kind of stuff. So she's like a pretty good leadership ability for clones and for Jedi kind of thing.
Right, because she was kind of like the second in command at the temple anyway. It was kind of like Shaak Ti was there when Yoda wasn't, and she kind of covered the rule the roost.
So she seems like she could be a pretty strong character. But I mean, for anybody that plays that game, you know, like marquee events, if you're not spending money, you're gonna end up getting the character at like 3 stars and waiting for
You're gonna
6 months
have to, yeah.
before they're free to farm before you can get them. So I mean, like I got her unlocked, and that was pretty much it. Now she'll sit kind of in my collection for the next few months until she's farmable somewhere else. But it's cool. Anytime they add anybody new, it's always cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So like that's pretty much it. Like that's the only one that they've done in a
Well,
while.
I mean, recently they, you know, they. The C-3PO event is going on right now, for the next another day or two. It's a legendary event for him. The Darth Revan legendary or journey, whatever, starts in a couple of days right after the C-3PO. This is the second time around for that, so
Right, that's true. And also, they can't really overload you with too many things when you're trying to farm other characters and
no,
everything, so
well,
that makes
yeah, I mean
sense.
they try to space it out. So I mean there's a lot of like even myself who's been playing for like since the beginning of it. I mean I the Padme was just released for the first time relatively recently, and she's like a legendary event. Like I wasn't able to unlock her. I mean I've got there's Darth Revan that I don't have. They have a Darth Malak that I don't have because you need to have Darth Revan to be able to unlock him. So it's, I mean, even they
Yeah.
do a good job. There's a, it's a good balance of having enough stuff that new people can work towards, but also, I mean, and again, unless you're paying money, which is perfectly fine if you want to, if that's the way you want to go into it, and you can pretty much max everybody out right away. But it's it kind of keeps you going because you always have something to. Or I haven't been really, I haven't gotten bored yet because I'm always
Right.
kind of building towards the next thing that I'm trying to increase or unlock and that kind of stuff. So yeah,
Kind of
sometimes
happy
it,
I don't play it because I'd be all about trying to get like Revan and Malak and
yeah,
wasting
well, that, and that's
probably.
where I'm at now. Like I, fortunately, because I missed, I have Jedi Revan now and Darth Revan's like because you need Jedi Revan. It's it means like it always was. Like you need specific characters to be able to
Unlock the other, yeah.
unlock the next one. So you've got to if you kind of pay attention and kind of you have no choice almost but to do it like in succession. But there's definitely enough to distract you to have you go in other directions too. So you can
Right.
like they always have. I mean every person that you're trying to unlock or build up takes a different faction to. Like have to do it, so you got to be building up multiples at the same time. If so, but
Yeah.
yeah, it's definitely, and there's going to be also there's a, doing a new territory for the territory battles, like the Geonosis map is coming out for that. Like, I mean, they've been adding some stuff here and there. So I mean, it's definitely, even though it's been around for a
Enough
few
to
years,
keep you
it's
interested,
yeah. I mean,
yeah.
it's definitely they do a good job with just kind of keeping enough stuff rolling out that. So yeah, it just keeps you entertained. You can go in multiple different directions and again spend 5 minutes in a day on it if you want, or an
Or an
hour, you know what I
hour or
mean? Whatever it
two,
is.
or
Yeah, I
yeah,
mean,
there's always something to do. I mean, if you
yep.
really want to go around and like figure out the formula for all of the what are those little upgrades,
Yeah, like the mods and the gear
the
and all
mods,
that kind of
yeah.
stuff. Yeah, it's
Mods
there's
and
all kinds of
gear,
different
that
stuff depending on
alone.
how detailed you want to get into it. I mean, yeah, you could spend. Could spend hours doing that stuff, so
Right, or you can even adjust that, you know, like it would be pretty damn expensive, like with the amount of coins that you have to use to take off and everything like that, but you can adjust all that stuff per battle if you want to, in order to give yourself a better odds of winning,
right.
so.
Yeah, depending on what they what the you're up against and stuff like that. So yeah, there's a lot
Right.
to it. I mean, it can be really kind of straightforward, or it can be really, really deep. It that I've been playing forever, and it, and I've spent like $20 total, like maybe in 3 years, and.
Yeah,
And
we said it's not a game that you really have to spend a lot of money on as long as you're in it for the long haul, so.
right. And then there's those that said, I mean, you can, the Shakti is the example that just came out. Like you can spend a couple hundred dollars and have her maxed out at 7 stars with all of her stuff
Couple
like
hundred, it
now.
just sounds
Right.
so
I know it's
painful.
so bad, but that's like, I mean, that's what it is. But I mean, there's people out there that have that and all the
God
power
bless
to
them,
them if that's
yeah.
what they want to do. Yeah. I mean,
Right.
that's, it's fine. So I mean, it works out for everybody.
Right,
So,
exactly. Yeah, especially the company. So,
yes.
I guess that kind of covers video games for the week.
Yeah. The only
And
other
then,
game thing, really,
oh, go
really
ahead,
quickly
yeah.
with games. Yeah. The only other thing that was also
I
announced
forgot
at
about
like
that, the Lego
E3
one.
was that. Yeah. I mean, anybody with probably with kids specifically, but I have to admit that I tend to have fun with them sometimes. But the Lego Star Wars games have always been really good. They didn't make a Last Jedi one, but they had all the other six movies. They had a Clone Wars one, they had a Force Awakens one. So now they're they haven't announced when exactly, but 2020 there's going to be Lego Star Wars the Skywalker Saga game, which will include the Last Jedi, Rise of Skywalker, and levels from every movie from 1 through 9. Basically the
Really? Wow.
entire, yeah, so basically the entire saga you'll be able to play through in
To an
Lego
extent,
version.
yeah.
Yeah. So
That's
I mean,
cool.
I can, and a lot of the individual ones, it's just like three movie games have like 100 different little mini figure Lego characters that you can unlock to play with. So I can only imagine how many are going to be available in this game
Yeah,
and
of
stuff. And it's,
course. The
yeah,
skins
and
are
they're fun.
so easy to create, like
Yeah.
they
Yeah, oh,
add so many.
there's tons of them. There's tons of them. Like every all these little side characters that you don't even know who they are, and different variations of the popular ones and stuff. It's, I mean, the last one, the Force Awakens one, I think they even had a J.J. Abrams and Kathleen Kennedy like
Oh
a
God.
little Lego figure that you could play.
That's
You could
fine.
play as it by doing certain things and stuff like that. But yeah, they're fun little. I mean, definitely humorous little games. But they, I mean, they also like the gameplay is always pretty good actually for a Lego game,
Well, there
but
there's a reason that they're rated so highly. I mean, you
yeah
know.
yeah I mean, because they come out for everything. I mean, it's not just the
Right.
Star Wars stuff. They've got like all the major movie franchises always have a Lego version of
Right, there's a whole Marvel
the game.
game, like Lego
Yeah, Marvel,
Universe
you have
and
all the Jurassic
DC
Park and
Universe.
DC,
Yeah.
all that stuff. So but yeah, so that's coming too at some point. But yeah, that pretty much wraps up game stuff.
Yeah, and I guess it should be noted, and you know what, I'll throw it out right now. The big sneak peek that I got of the Galaxy's Edge came from the people at Star Wars Explained, who were able to get in and had a reservation. So like a lot of the information is coming from there, and a lot of the articles that I've read about it so far. The Disneyland one actually is a little bit different. Like I think the setup's just about right, but there's like a couple of like little things around the park, same as in Disney World, but they're different little, you know, props and stuff like that. That those little captchas, I think they call them, that you can kind of scan,
Yeah,
to kind of show you like little things, like little tidbits about the park and stuff like that. So they have like those in both different parks and everything like that. One was really cool actually. Like it had like Leia's leather armor inside of this like, you know, like locked box or something like that. And you wouldn't even know that unless you like went up and scanned the little captcha and found that out.
right, so that's cool.
Yeah, so like a lot of the information comes from Star Wars Explained. But it looks so cool. I didn't even know about the little holocrons that they have at like that antiquities shop.
Yeah, I want to say I read that like a while ago in something, but I completely had forgotten about it. Because, but I mean, you had mentioned it a couple of days ago, and I was like, oh yeah, that's pretty cool. Like,
Yeah, where you can insert the kyber crystal from your lightsaber that you make and build. And I hear that there's like, I think, six different styles, or maybe it's like four to six different styles or something like that of lightsaber. Each person makes their different, the different color kyber crystal and stuff like that. And like they walk into it like, you know, like not everyone's force sensitive, so we're gonna see, we're gonna like, you know, try to like the people who are running it are like really skeptical. They're like, we'll see what happens, you know, if you're building your own lightsaber or whatever. And of course everyone's lightsaber like lights up in the end. And you know it, but like all the different people, this is the citizens of Batuu and the people who are like running the show of building lightsabers will like come up to you if you have like a red blade and be like, oh, I gotta keep my eye on you, you know, and stuff like that. So it seems pretty cool, like pretty interactive. Like everyone's got their own personality, like each of the citizens of Batuu. And like they're supposed to be really neutral, and I think that's like it's a good way to like get around like you know, like choosing sides and stuff like that, and having too much conflict in their little park or whatever, and also like monetizing everything and trying to sell you as much as possible. Because it's basically like, you know, the citizens of Batuu, like they don't really like it when the First Order like pokes around and everything in their business, but they're also not a big fan of having the resistance around because they cause
right.
trouble. And you know, so it's just really neat. I think what they've done there is it seems pretty cool.
Yeah, from everything that I've seen or read too, I mean, just I said the biggest thing being the like interactive, like completely immersed in the world when you're in there. I mean, I said all of the cast members or whatever they're called, like all have they've all come up with their own backstories and their own things. So I mean, you can kind of go up and just start kind of asking them questions. You know what I mean? Like you come up with your own backstory, but they're, you could try to challenge them
Right.
to be, see how far back they can go in explaining like where they came from or what their character's done, kind of thing. So it's
Well, that yeah, that's the thing. Like, supposedly everyone's from like a different town, you know, around Batu, and they all come there to kind of trade and everything like that. So I hear that it's really like you could sit there and probably list all of the town. You only have 4 hours, so I mean, what you can really see, like, you really have to blow through that place if you've only got 4 hours, like, to kind of take it all in. But you could probably go around and list all the different, you know, names of towns and stuff like that, and like, it's just it's pretty cool. It seems like it.
The whole thing. Yeah, and there's still like a lot of that stuff with like the Millennium Falcon ride or whatever, where again, depending on what role you played in the ride and how you did, you can get reactions from different people within the park and like all that kind of stuff. So I mean it's pretty crazy.
Right, yeah, I mean, like, there's, I guess, like, gunner, engineer, pilot, and there's, like, one other one as well, too. But you play one of four roles, and I hear, like, the engineer is kind of, like, one of the coolest ones, because as, like, you know, like, you get hit or something like that, like, buttons will light up, and you really feel like you're actually accomplishing something, because you have to go and, like, hit all the buttons and stuff like that, flip switches, and all this cool stuff to kind of reset the guns, and everyone kind of works together. And I guess like how well you do kind of depends on how well everyone works together. So.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. Like one of the reviews or not reviews, but things that I read, it was like even if you're waiting in line for a while, you're gonna want to go on at least 3 or 4 times so you can experience each different role because
Yeah.
they all have a different thing, different part to them that you miss if you're doing something different. So
Right,
it's
right.
a
And their actual biggest complaint over at Star Wars Explained was that like they didn't have enough time to really wait in the queue of the line to see all the stuff and hear like everything Hondo has to say. The animatronic of Hondo looks really, really impressive too. I had to like stop for a second, and the only reason I knew it was an animatronic was because of just a couple of jerky movements kind of around the chin, like of this animatronic, but it looks so cool. Like they did a really good job.
yeah, and does it? I knew he was part of the story, and like something along the lines of, like Chewie did him a favor to let him use the Falcon, and that's why it's on Batuu or something like that. But do you know if they like explain any more of that at all in the
I don't
story, or
think
is it just
so. Not
because that's
Star Wars Explained, they didn't say anything, and I'm actually kind of glad because, you know, a
yeah.
couple of things should be kept kind of under
Yeah, I was
wraps,
kind of
but.
intrigued. Like Alexa and I were talking about something, and it was like we started talking about that and kind of theorizing about like because it's supposed to take place almost directly after. I mean, the time frame of Batuu when you're there is supposed to be right after The Last Jedi, but prior to I guess the Rise of Skywalker. So somewhere in that, like
Wow.
2 years in between the movies.
Yeah,
So
huh.
we were like kind of speculating on like what Hondo could have needed the Falcon for, like at that point, that kind of thing, to like, and why he would be there of all
Where
places, like,
Chewie is not, if he's not
right?
on the
If he's
Falcon,
yeah,
like.
because he let him use it for something. So, I don't know. So I'm not different conversation for a different time, I guess, because I'll go off on a thing. But I think that there's some interesting ideas as
Right,
to
well, it's
what
got
he
to
could
be
have been doing.
something, yeah, it's got to be something relevant. It can't just be like, I mean, at this point in like the Resistance, you can't just say, here, let's take our favorite ship and, you know, go off on your own little adventure to smuggle or something like that, and hey, just bring it back in one piece. It's got to be something
Yeah,
story-wise.
the only thing quickly, like the only thing I could think of is Hondo, as we know in the Clone Wars, and he was also in Rebels, has a relationship with like some of like the ghost crew and that kind of thing. Maybe they reached out to him to get a recognizable ship to try to get to the unknown region. Or something along those lines, because Batuu is supposed to be like Black Spire Outpost is supposed to be like the last spot right before you get into the unknown regions or whatever. So maybe they needed like a
Right.
fast or recognizable ship to be able to go try to find someone that is out there somewhere, kind of thing. But just one of the ideas that we were kind of throwing around.
Right, we'll talk about it next week, and we'll do a little
Yeah.
clip of that, I think, and we'll make that one of our new short content, little blurbs.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, like it again, there's just so much. Like it seems like you really like that's just scraping, you know, I
Right.
didn't they didn't even get to do the whole droid thing, like the droid building thing. So we didn't really get a good review so far that I've seen online of that.
Yeah, I haven't seen much on that either, other than just some pictures of some of the droids themselves, but I haven't seen exactly how you what the process is and how you go through and do it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm eventually gonna look into that stuff because I mean, it's gonna be a year or two before I even have enough money
Oh
to go
yeah.
down there and have fun, and I really don't want to half-ass it. So, like,
No.
I don't want to go unless like I have enough to do one of the big three, you know, the creating the lightsaber, the droid thing, and the holocron or something like that. And the memorabilia they have down there is pretty cool too. Like, they have like I guess in the Disneyland one, I don't know if they have in Disney World too, but you remember like that palette that was on the wall of the Sith and Jedi battle in Chancellor Palpatine's you know, office or whatever, that he had his like confrontation with Anakin in front of and everything like that. Well, they have that like broken up in the antiquity shop. It's like in three different separate pieces now, which is kind of cool. You know, like it would be cool to like even just be able to stand there and see all the little
Right.
intricacies of that whole thing.
Yeah, that's one of the things also I've seen or read. I mean, even the cantina, I guess, is it's like almost like you could go there and you could spend all your time just hanging out in the cantina, like because
Right.
it's like just so much going on and it's so much like a like you're just there kind of thing. So
It's one of those things where you definitely have to get a reservation, right, like in advance, because I hear it's booked up solid for like, you know, a while.
And it's gonna be that's my thing. It's like they haven't even see the one the Disney World one in Florida, which is the one that I mean I'm going to at some point. I mean that one doesn't open till like I think the end of August, September. That one's still coming, but I mean they still haven't even announced when I don't think like when the hotel and all that kind of stuff, the resort is gonna open. So I mean that's gonna
Oh, I
be a
totally
long time out.
forgot
So
that. Yeah, I
yeah,
forgot that
so I mean
wasn't open.
yeah, they will just yeah, they spaced it out a little bit, where so it's just the Disneyland one every
I've been
now
so
and then.
excited about the park.
Yeah, no, it's just it's been so much going on. But I mean, it's like almost like I, like you said, it's going to be a couple of years until I don't want to go there and not be able to fully like go and spend time there. And once the reservation process is over and all that kind of stuff, and it's just a regular part of the park, and there's no limit, you can spend an entire day there kind of thing. So I mean
Right,
I'd
otherwise,
rather wait
yeah.
until that's I mean even if I have to wait a couple of years to be able to do it, I'd rather wait until I
Yeah, me
can
too. I'll
kind
spend
of
the
spend my
entire day
time
there.
and
Yeah.
yeah spend my time and ultimately I would love to go stay at the resort for a night or two, or even if it's just one night and spend
The rest of the time,
the
yeah.
day like the spend the day in the park and then the stay that night in the resort and then go back the next day into the park and kind of experience the same kind of thing and see how the characters interact to you being there on the second day and like that kind of, if there's any kind of differences or any of that kind of stuff. So
Yeah, I like that idea.
I would like just kind of live in that world for a full like day and night kind of thing and almost not even leave like that area.
Right, exactly. Because then, I mean, we're talking like 7 days, 8 days. I mean, you have plenty
Right.
of time to experience the rest, which we've already experienced a lot of it
Yes, yeah,
anyway.
pretty much everything else, right? So I mean, there's only a handful of new things. So if I spend 2 full days out of a 7 day trip in one area, then
Yeah, that's sufficient, I would say. I mean, for the first time, you know, it's not like it's
So
going anywhere. So,
no.
all right, yeah. So that covers that, I would say. We gotta keep moving. We're trying to keep things under an hour, you know. We've got some comics to cover. Unless anything else that you can think of.
Yeah, no, nothing really. I mean, I did just catch something today. It's like a little mini, like another one of those little mini cartoon series kind of things that they've been doing. Like
Oh,
it's
really?
called, yeah, Galaxy of Adventure shorts or whatever. There's only like 5 or 6 of them out so far, and they're only like a minute and whatever long. It's just kind of animated versions of scenes that take place in the movies kind of thing. So I mean, it's kind of cool. I just literally hadn't heard about them. I was just randomly looking at things. Just
I wonder if
a little bit before we came on, it was they're on YouTube and stuff, I guess. But just
I wonder
watch
if it
it.
ties in. Oh, go ahead, sorry.
No.
I wonder If I wonder if it ties in any way with the comics, Galaxies of Adventure. There's like a
Oh,
comic
maybe. Is
series
it like a
by
kids, like a kids kind
IDW.
of?
Yep.
Yeah. So I think it's intended for to be able to introduce kids to Star Wars or that kind of thing. So, but I mean, I had a couple of cool ones. Like it's like Luke versus the Rancor kind of thing, where you get into like Luke's head, where he's like explaining what he's thinking as he's fighting the Rancor kind of thing. Like it's just like a couple, like again, minute and 20 seconds kind of thing. But yeah, just interesting little snippets. But I just came across those tonight, so.
Yeah, they yeah, it's that seems kind of cool. I mean, I'll definitely check it out. I mean, I don't want to read the comics. That's the thing, because again,
Yeah,
they're a little
yeah,
too juvenile and they kind of tread ground that we've already gone over. But
yeah.
again,
And that's
there's the
exactly what these are. They're literally like repurposed scenes, and the dialogue and all that kind of stuff is the same from the movies. It just gives you like a different perspective. Like another one is like when Chewie and the Ewoks take over the walker on Endor. Like, so you instead of just having them show up in the walker with Han and whatever at the base, it shows them actually how they actually take it over, like that kind of thing. It shows like the little fight between like Chewie and the two Ewoks fighting, taking over the walker from the Empire and stuff like that. So it's just like
that's
little,
cool.
just quick little snippets of that kind of stuff. So it's similar to like the
And that was a
what is
canon,
it?
I would imagine.
Yeah. Similar to the four, like the Forces of Destiny kind of
Yeah.
things, like something sort of similar to that. Just really quick animated shorts. But I mean, you can pull like just a little tidbit out of each one of them, of just like kind of cool little information. So it's worth the
Yeah,
5 minutes
nice.
to watch them, yeah, kind of thing.
Awesome. Yeah.
But
So yeah, the first comic this week is Star Wars: Age of Rebellion, Luke Skywalker. It takes place, I believe, between A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back. So it's around the time, and it's kind of interesting. It just kind of follows Luke throughout a space battle and everything like that. But the interesting part or aspect of the comic is there's a scene where Vader, kneels in front of the Emperor, and he kind of, says like, "Hey, if we could sway him to the dark side, like it'd be cool." Like it's kind of one of those conversations that Vader has with the Emperor, and so the Emperor kind of reaches out to Luke and kind of like alters his thoughts and shows him how, what his life could be if he just drops everything with the rebellion and goes away. So it's like the Emperor is like kind of like manipulating Luke through the Force, like, from halfway across the galaxy, probably. But it's kind of crazy because, again, you just see Palpatine's true power and that he had a very Snoke-like ability to apparently reach out and alter people's, image of themselves or try to like persuade them and stuff like that. And it almost looks like he does at a certain point, but it obviously it's Luke Skywalker and that wasn't going to
Right.
happen. So that's a really, really good one for people to pick up. There's a couple that I actually didn't. They might be from April. A couple of the comics that I got, I actually think that. Nope, Jango Fett was in March. But either way, Age Republic Jango Fett was really, really cool. It's Jango, like talking to Tyranus about the Kamino facility and what he's going to be doing there, and making the deal to have Boba. Like that's his one condition and everything like that. And then it cuts away to one of Boba's missions with his father when he was a kid and the training that he went through and stuff like that. Like the Daniel Logan, like Boba is the one that's in the
Right,
comic.
right.
So yeah, it seems like it's really, really cool. Like he is a ruthless little kid. So it's another opportunity, I think, like comics like this to kind of retcon some of the weaker aspects of, like Boba Fett as a boy in, Attack of the Clones, where he seemed kind of useless,
Right,
other than
right.
being able to maybe fly the ship a little bit and fire a blaster. But it just really kind of like that it helped Daniel Logan's character a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, with anything that they can give you a little bit more filler. I mean, because really, I mean, if you look at it big picture, you're seeing him as young Boba in a movie for a couple of minutes, and it's just a small snapshot of what this quote unquote character's life would be, kind of thing.
Right.
So I mean, to be able to have some more stuff that shows that he was like a badass little kid, you know what I mean, kind of thing, like definitely helps.
Yeah, definitely. Also, the Age of Republic special, which I think was an April comic, that I never got, which, Newbery Comics really let me down. I hate you guys. I mean, I hate to say that because I love Newbery Comics, but what a bummer. I don't know why I didn't get any of these. So the Age of Republic special, most of the Star Wars specials are three or four different little stories kind of in one big grand issue, kind of like the old Marvel special editions and stuff like that. The yearly or annuals, that's what they call them. So the first little story is, involves Mace Windu. It's really, really good. Kind of shows a little bit into Mace Windu's edgier side. He's taking on a warlord, that was basically enslaving his population, and things don't work out very well for the warlord, of course. So, the second story is an Asajj Ventress story when she's a bounty hunter, and it's the best one in the book. And it kind of like she it's basically right after, so like there's a lot of points where she kind of remembers. She's at a bar drinking and stuff like that. She remembers a battle with Ahsoka Tano. She picked her up as a bounty at some point and fought with her. It's just a little quick scene, but it's cool to see Ahsoka in the comics for like the first time, I think, for I don't know how long. So eventually she did have another run-in with Ahsoka, to which both of them survived. And then little scenes of like the Night Sisters and them being cut down by Dooku. I mean, not by Dooku, by Grievous and stuff like that. Like, just really, really cool story. And I don't want to give too much away because people should be picking these comic books up. But and then a Captain Rex and Jar Jar Binks little one-off, which
Interesting.
is yeah, kind of interesting. But it actually like shows a little bit more of Jar Jar as a warrior, helping out. Rex, and kind of like it's like a little lesson that Rex learns and stuff like that. But it's it also you see Jar Jar Binks pick up God, whose lightsaber? I don't know, someone's lightsaber, and Jar Jar Binks actually swings a lightsaber and then drops it like an ass. So, but it's kind of a neat little story. I mean, it's cool to see Jar Jar. I've warmed up to him quite a bit myself in the past years. So. Yeah, there's actually a couple. Damn. And we got new Darth Vader, Dark Visions, which is another really, really good comic, which is all basically other people's perspectives of Vader when they run in with him. This is an X-wing pilot who, I guess like watched his father get shot and killed when he was a kid. He could have taken a shot to save his father, but he froze. And then later on in the comic, he ends up freezing when being able to hit Darth Vader, and it turns into a pretty bad maneuver on his part. So, and then Padme Amidala's Age of the Republic was really good too. I'm not going to go too far into that. It's just a little thing. It actually kind of gives you perspective to what the Handmaidens thought of her relationship with Anakin Skywalker. And they go on a really dangerous mission to a republic, a prospective separatist or republic. They're on the fence on who to join or whatever. They want to stay neutral, but they're being forced into it. So Padme goes there to try to work things out and finds out it's a lot dangerous, a lot more dangerous than she thought. And yeah, the very last one is Age of the Republic or Age of Republic Anakin Skywalker, which came out in April. And was really, really good too. Kind of again a straightforward story. Anakin, like is actually questioning a couple of orders that Wolf Yularen is kind of passing down and stuff like that. I guess the Republic wanted to either bombard or wipe out this whole like droid factory, but it turns out that the people that were in the droid factory were slaves. So instead he goes down, frees the slaves, goes back up and says like, hey, we could have wiped out this whole, planet, but I was right this time, So it's kind of a Wolf Yularen versus Anakin Skywalker story. So But yeah, really good comics again this week, and the ones that I was able to catch up on. And I'll have more for you next week on that stuff. So yeah, I think
Yeah,
we got some.
there was actually one more
Oh, good.
quick
Yeah.
game thing that I forgot about. Is they also a little bit of the roadmap as far as Battlefront 2 updates. A little bit more is that June 26th, the next update that comes out is going to include Droidekas as a playable reinforcement and for the dark side, and it's going to be I can't remember which tank, but a particular tank for the clone
Vehicle,
army. Yeah, that
clone
kind of
army
thing, a
thing, yeah,
vehicle. But
that's awesome.
I guess that Droidica has been one of the most requested or asked about playable kind of things, or highly
Yeah, those would be
wanted
awesome.
kind of thing. Yeah, so I mean, it definitely, reading through the quick little kind of explanation of the moveset, seems like it could be pretty cool. And it's also I mean, they're adding Felucia, whatever, the
Felucia, nice.
yeah
We haven't had
for
that since Battlefront 2, the original.
yeah so yeah so adding that at for the conquest, the new, drawing a blank on what it's
A-list
called,
hero will be returning to Felucia.
right. And they did talk about that they're not done with the game, so there's going to be more through the summer. There's going to be more updates, speculating on potential continuing with Clone Wars stuff, potential characters. The big speculation is that the next two light side, dark side characters may be Ahsoka and Ventress,
Oh,
as
that would
playable
be so
characters. But
cool.
that's been rumored for a little bit. But I guess there was something in there that kind of hinted at that might be a possibility. So that also I forgot to include into the. And things,
Nice,
and there was
yeah.
also the that Alphabet Squadron or whatever book, which I haven't read much about. I guess it came out or is coming out this week. So that's another, again, story of a former Imperial pilot that joins the rebellion, and again, I don't know much about it, but that's something else new that's on its way.
Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, we have a shit ton of squadrons now, but I mean, we're it should be good. I mean, at any of those books are really good. Actually, there are some of the better ones, the ones where there's really not much of an emotional tie until you really get to the meat of the story,
And
tend to be kind of the better ones, so.
I think that this one too, the woman that defects from the Empire is part of a high-ranking, like, shadow squad, like something that the rebellion didn't even really know existed, kind of thing. So she's gonna help. She's helping them try to find this high-level Imperial squad that has apparently like disappeared, and they don't know where they are. So again, I mean,
That
speculating,
could be
it could be
interesting.
that they have gone off to make contact with people potentially in a faraway place or something along those lines. But I mean, it could mean anything. But so I
True.
mean, it definitely seems like it has some intriguing points possibly.
And one really quick thing to throw in here, which I kind of just noticed, and it's one of those things that like probably has been talked about before, but I haven't heard anyone talk about it. There's a point in the Rise of Skywalker trailer where, and I don't know, maybe I don't think we've talked about this, but where Kylo Ren kind of knocks down some kind of a trooper or rebel trooper, I don't know, or something like that, with his lightsaber blade instead of cutting through. So I think, as one of my little predictions, we might find out a little bit about Cortosis in the movie, which is kind of a lightsaber-ish blocking material that has been introduced canon-wise recently. So
Yeah, that's a possibility.
whether maybe the Knights of Ren are covered in it or something like that, I don't know.
Right.
But we might find a little something about that. But it also could explain it. Who knows? Whatever. But it was just a little thing that I saw that was kind of neat. So I'd throw it out there. Yeah. So yeah, we will. I think that covers
That's
it,
everything
right?
I got. Yeah, that's pretty much everything I can think of.
All right. Well, everyone, thank you for listening, and we will see you next week. We're gonna have to get together and see what day we can record. But yeah, thank you, Jim, as
No
usual.
problem. Thank you. Thank you.
Right. Bye.